0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 171,452. Bat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Advisory Number 24. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time Saturday, August 17, 2024. Hazardous weather still occurring on Bermuda as Echo Beto moves slowly north-northeastward. Dangerous beach conditions to continue along the U.S. East Coast through early next week. Summary of 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time 1500 hours Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 32.9 North 64.4 West. About 50 miles, 75 kilometers north-northeast, of Bermuda. About 1,125 miles, 1,805 kilometers southwest, of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Maximum sustained winds 80 miles per hour, 130 kilometers per hour. Present movement north-northeast, or 25 degrees at 9 miles per hour, 15 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 974 millibar, 28.77 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. A hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. Interests in southeastern Newfoundland should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. For storm information specific to your area, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and outlook. At 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 1500 hours Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 32.9 north, longitude 64.4 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north-northeast near 9 miles per hour, 15 kilometers per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through early Sunday. An acceleration toward the north-northeast should begin on Sunday, with a turn toward the northeast and east-northeast occurring late Monday into Tuesday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto will slowly move away from Bermuda today and pass near southeastern Newfoundland late Monday and Monday night. Data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles per hour, 130 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 70 miles, 110 kilometers, from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 240 miles, 390 kilometers. An elevated weather station at the National Museum of Bermuda recently reported a sustained wind of 62 miles per hour, 100 kilometers per hour, and a gust to 82 miles per hour, 132 kilometers per hour. The estimated minimum central pressure is 974 millibar, 28.77 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadc-5.shtml. Wind. Hurricane force gusts are possible on Bermuda for a few more hours. Tropical storm conditions are likely to continue through this evening or tonight. Storm surge. Significant coastal flooding is still possible on Bermuda in areas of onshore winds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Rainfall. Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 6 to 9 inches or 150 to 225 millimeter in Bermuda. This rainfall will likely result in considerable life-threatening flash flooding, especially in low-lying areas on the island. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the east coast of the United States and will reach portions of Atlantic Canada today. Life-threatening surf and rip current conditions are likely in these areas during the next couple of days. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next intermediate advisory at 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Next complete advisory at 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Berg.